This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. It's sunny out. It's going to be a nice day. Oh, boy. Mixed signals. It's time for the news. Let's do this thing.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. There's a time to talk about being there for your community, but in times like this, actions speak louder than words. They bought 15,000 lunches from their restaurant clients, giving local Bay Area restaurants needed financial support while enhancing employee safety. That's Fremont Bank, everyone. Thanks, Fremont Bank. Mm-hmm. All right, here's what's happening. So right now, we have power shutoffs all around the Bay Area affecting over 300,000 Bay Area residents from the Sierra to the Santa Cruz Mountains. I'm one of them that has been displaced. But elsewhere, you see, it's a really nice day.
Right.
I mean, yes, there's some wind, but it's not bad where I'm at now. Mm-hmm. And the sunshine is bright. And the sky is blue, and it's not too hot. It's actually a pretty perfect day.
Yeah. If you can ignore all the crap that's going down, just look at the sky, you'd be like, what could go wrong? It's perfect out.
Right. Well, I mean, somewhere someone's going, dude, you're crazy. It's howling. And then okay.
Not here, that's for sure.
Right. Exactly right. So, anyway, the power shutoffs. I'm still waiting on hearing from my missus. She gets the text from, I haven't heard whether or not she's running, like going to leave, or I don't know what's going on. So,
you know, right when the whole COVID thing started, that 888-777 number, we were talking about that a little bit. That is way mm-hmm. more than just COVID info. I get all my texts on that, and it's all based on your zip code. I think you just text that and put your zip code in there and you're all set.
So have they told you if you're out of the woods? No, danger of...
There was actually a small fire, it looks like, in downtown Mill Valley already. I heard some sirens going. I'm like, uh-oh. And then I get the text and they tell me what it is, you know?
Wow.
Just all a right. kitchen fire, though. Not like a wildfire, thank God.
Oh. Someone with the bacon.
Something was going on. But most of Mill Valley's in darkness right now. Well, it doesn't have lights anyway. It's light outside, so.
Right.
They're not in darkness.
The 49ers won over the weekend. Tom Brady also had a great day.
Just turning the screws, buddy.
Well, listen, it's a big one. The Dodgers won last night. The series is off for tonight, but they could finish the World Series off tomorrow night. That's the next game. And, real quick, tonight the Rams play the Bears. That's your Monday Night Football game, so there's that. I thought this was kind of interesting as we're in the middle of an election. I just got done telling you that, you know, I'm seeing all over the place on both sides of the hill where I live here and in San Jose area on 85. I saw this,
rallies?
I don't want to call them fans. I don't know. I mean, they're just taking over the overpass and you see Trump overpass, and then you go one more down and you see a Biden overpass. So people are out. Politics are important. Certainly, you have a vote. You should at least do that.
Right.
You know, I like to have my say and then get on with my life. Like, yes. I can't live in that zone where I'm constantly
Well, it's hard to be fun and upbeat when, you know, you let politics take over your life. I've noticed that there are far fewer fun and upbeat people these days, and all they want to talk about is politics. And
I do think if you're super politically active, you should probably run, because all you're doing to yourself is torturing yourself.
Unless yes, I agree.
Actually get involved.
That's a great point.
I don't understand why you want to do that much, like, frustrating reading.
People love to just ruin their own days.
Be mad?
Yeah, they do. Right. They love it. They need something to bitch about, you know?
79% of Americans have been distracted at work by the election this year. That's a big number. The states that talk politics at work the most are Rhode Island.
Oh, Rhode Island. Really?
Arkansas, Iowa. Iowa, I can see, because they're the ones who start the whole thing off.
The caucuses.
And they seem to be very proud of that. Like, that's their thing.
Well,
that and corn.
Right. Jinx on you. Probably not in sync at all, but...
Let's see here. And Utah, also a big state where they like to talk their politics at work.
Yeah.
But Rhode Island, 71% of people in Rhode Island say, yeah, we talk about politics at work. Yes. In, look at that. In Nebraska, they only do that one. Yes.
Somewhere in the middle of you were waiting for that.
Nebraska and Montana tied for last place at 25%. In general, they like to leave that stuff in the booth and go to work and have a day, I guess.
What's it cost for a nice family home in Omaha? I'm thinking, you know, if they're not talking about politics, that might be where I want to.
Might be good, yeah. I actually have this, you hear about Montana being nice, you hear about Wyoming being nice. I kind of have these ideas like, maybe you do have to just check out for your retirement in a place like Montana or Omaha.
They seem too cold to me. I don't know.
What?
Seem chilly.
I see the average house going for about 200 and some change.
Do something nice.
You could buy a whole block. Sell your Mill Valley mansion and go buy an entire neighborhood.
Oh, I can buy a town.
There's a five-bedroom, five-bath house for $500.
Oh,
five.
How many acres does that come with?
I haven't looked that far into
it. I'm going to need at least 12 acres, I think.
Okay. How come I don't see that? Do
why?
I have a maximum price or
you
something?
Don't even like to walk.
I'm going to say minimum price, $500. Let's do that.
Yeah. Right,
here we go.
Let's see.
It's exciting.
Yeah, can you do on Zillow?
Oh, there's one for 1.1 mil here.
Oh, my God. What do I get for 1.1 million in Nebraska?
This is a multi-unit. This is like
forget it. No, I don't want a multi-unit.
An apartment complex.
Can't charge enough for rent in Nebraska.
Oh, there's a mansion for 2.8. Woo!
Jeez. Well, now we're out of my price range.
2.8?
Damn,
Omaha?
Look at that place. That is a monster. Right? That's a castle. That's a $12 million house around here. Oh, Jesus. I just saw the front gate. That's a $30 million house
look
around
at that
here.
Front gate.
That house in Atherton, untouchable.
Man. Yeah.
Only Chris Kelly can have that. Damn, look at that. That is a pool. That's like a God's pool.
I don't know how many people know Atherton very well, but I've ridden my bike around there a lot, my road bike, and that place is unbelievable. The whole kind of
stinks like money, you know. You can smell the money smells.
Yes. I think you meant unaffordable, not
on what?
He said unbelievable. It's like unaffordable is what really what it
was. Well, yes,
it's believable. We just can't afford it. Uh-oh, who's
lots
squeaking?
Of people have been camera. Saying that this pandemic has broken up their marriage. Oh, it's over.
That's sad.
We've heard it is sad because I think many people are living a fine little life and haven't had to look at things until they found themselves trapped and then realized, I can't ignore it anymore.
I could take this you for 3 hours a day. Turns out that was my limit.
Right. That's right. And I think that plenty of people would cruise through life just fine like that. You know, we've got our kids, we've got our stuff, everything's, we're good.
Suddenly now they're like, I'm breaking up with my wife and I'm putting my kids up for adoption. I got to get out of here.
So here's the flip side, though. According to a new survey, 1/3 of women who've been living with their partner but aren't married to them say the quarantine has made them realize they're with the one.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
That's right. 1/3 say, I'm good.
What does the guy in that situation say? It's like, oh my God, I can't wait for the quarantine to be over. This lady is really smothering me.
They say here that there's two ways things can go when you're stuck in a small space with your significant other for 8 months straight. You either fall deeper in love or it's over. Well, a third of women say they're more deeply in love than ever. It's working out for them.
Mm.
About half of people also say that just 1 month together during the early quarantine phase where they weren't seeing anyone else felt like the equivalent of spending 1 year in a relationship.
In they fast-tracked it or they were sick of them as though they'd been together
for 1 year? No, I think it fast-tracked things, and I think that we see that on things like Big Brother where people have been, right. You know, where they're
He's
in
my
love.
My best friend ever. And...
What are you, right. Crazy?
Yeah, yes. There's a lot of love stories from that. I think Big Brother actually has a better track record for love than, like, The Bachelor and The Bachelorette.
You know, forgive me for being a little skeptical about Nicole and that husband boyfriend of hers, but
Victor.
I don't like it.
I love Victor.
I feel
he's very important in my life.
What do you call that? Convenience?
Yeah. Well, look, you know, then they're a Big Brother couple. Everywhere they go, they're super famous.
That's what
they
I mean.
Love it.
Like, well, yeah. We're better, you know, in this
Victor
matchup.
Just understands me. He understands my dreams. We like to go hiking together.
Okay.
We go to the top of a mountain.
Are you saying she's lying about stuff, or?
I think they're just in it for convenience. I'm with you. I don't find either one of them very attractive. Like, she is so whiny, and he is just,
I looked at
the other guy.
I hate to say it. I'm not one to believe that people's hairdo makes or breaks them, but his hairdo made him. Because
agreed.
As soon as he cut his hair off, I'm like, that's the guy?
Dude, grow that Dutch boy back. That was the look for you, buddy. You know? More man bun, Victor.
Am I wrong?
You are not wrong. Like... Also, the whole, his body was ripped back then. Now they're showing him with an apron stirring a soup.
Yeah,
and the bad hair. I'm like, oh, that's what I want to come home to. Hot. Yuck. But I'm such a bitch, so I never really know if my reactions are the right ones. I'm glad to hear that we're on the same page, Vinny.
Yeah, I went, that's the guy? That's too bad. He, you know, I do know that kids have changed my physical fitness considerably, but they're not even there yet.
No, they're not even married. I mean, keep them together at least until the
already?
Marriage. Right. Mm.
Not to mention, he's a fairly young dude. He should be holding up better.
You know,
but,
that's
okay.
What they say a happy relationship does to you, Vin. Fattens you right up. Get you out.
Oh, no, I know. I was up to 175.
Damn.
Bryn, what were you up to again?
We're not talking about me here.
You guys are about the same height.
You know, thank you, Sarah. You know, all that gasping in the background does need a little bit of poking.
I never thought you looked all that dad bodish, Ben. You've always been like a Greek god to me.
Oh, thanks so much. But Bryn, what did you get up to? Because you're the young guy on the show, by the way.
Yeah, I got up to 200.
Oh.
You know what the weird thing was? He told me he weighed 200 pounds. I'm like, where is that happening? Like, he must have like really heavy bone density
dense
or something.
Bones, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what
and
it is?
He's a thick dude, though. Like, he's a lot thicker than you'd think. He's not super tall, but he's thick.
Yeah.
You see some of those guys in football, they'll go, he's only 5'8", but he's 200 pounds. Jesus. Then they're wrecking balls is what they are. They're absolutely like, get a little speed going. They plow people.
Give them a wife and a kid and they become me.
Oh!
Same weight.
Hurting myself.
Different body
here.
Shape. Yeah, why are you pooping on yourself? You do it.
Give yourself
to
a drum hit,
Bryn. It's true.
I guess so. I'm not even going to do it. I don't deserve it.
A 28-year-old named James Florent in Vero Beach, Florida, called 911 at about 2 in the morning on Friday to report something serious.
Uh-oh.
He said, quote, I'm seeing aliens, little ones, flying low to the ground. You need to come out here and take care of this. And if you don't, I'm going to go Independence Day on them all.
All right.
In other words, he was going to
yeah, sure.
kill them himself. So the cops came out, but they didn't see the aliens. They did, in fact, arrest James for misuse of 911, and I'm sure there were other charges pending. You're usually not up at 2 in the morning seeing aliens.
Yeah, mushrooms do seem like, I think they're not, they're not legal, right? The psilocybin stuff? But they're certainly not anywhere near legal in Florida, are they?
I had some friends that were from Florida who moved here, and they say they used to go out and hunt the cow patties for these, you know, the mushrooms. Not the well, they're edible, but they're the ones where you see things.
Oh.
That's what they grow out of. They grow out of cow poop.
Well, that's mushrooms are poop and decomposition, and you know, there's nothing good that mushrooms grow on. I mean, it's all sort of waste.
That's
based.
Why it tastes like that. So I
you don't like mushrooms?
Well, the
You mean the specific mushrooms?
Those kinds, yeah. It tastes weird.
I've never tried.
Do you like
them? So I wouldn't know. Yeah,
never
he likes
tried
them.
Come on,
I've never tried them. I think I nibbled one once in college, like the tiniest nibble, and felt nothing.
Well, yeah,
I couldn't eat it. I couldn't get it down. I got in my mouth and it kind of like it was powdery and bogus, and I was like, well, I'm not eating any more of that.
Yeah, you're supposed to eat like a certain amount of caps and a certain amount of stems, which are like, I don't know, an eighth or something like that.
I don't.
And you know, someone you're with always seems to know.
Oh, here's what you do, dude.
Right. Okay. Really? Is this what I do? All right.
Then you mix it with orange juice and it enhances it.
Yeah, we all seem to have that, you know, youthful trust in our friends at that point. Like, oh, he knows what to do. Let's just do that.
Sure. Look, he's still alive after all
he's
done. This guy seems
at
to
least
know.
Now
like
you can cross-reference. You can cross-reference what your friend says on Google to see at least if there's some truth to what they're telling you.
Nobody does.
Anyway,
they're about to take drugs. Nobody wants to know the truth.
Right. Our text number is.
I'm
going to
go with what Bill says.
800-400-3697. Here's a couple. How do you spell that painter's name? Banksy, Spankies.
Bank, S-Y.
Yes.
Right.
Banksy.
Banksy.
There you go.
With a Y.
Banksy. He'll pop right up for you.
Yeah, Google's so easy. I'm surprised. Never mind.
And I think he's at Banksy, right? Is that
he is, yes. That's correct.
Yeah, I don't remember what I followed him on, but...
I did find
but
a picture.
I do follow him.
Him and
oh, you
his,
found a picture of what he looks
girlfriend.
Like? Mm-hmm. Does he look like Logic? I picture him looking like Logic.
Hold on. No, he doesn't look like Logic
really?
At all. I mean, definitely a dork aspect to him, but hold on. Give me a second. Here you go.
Yeah, I'm looking at his Instagram right now.
That's him?
It's great.
You see him? That's him and
that's
his girlfriend.
That's made up. That's not him.
No, because they say his spouse is Joy Millward.
Oh, she's super psyched to be married to that guy. First, she thought she was just marrying some struggling artist, and now he's selling paintings for $10 million a piece. Damn, Jill Millward, you scored.
Yeah, it's this guy right here.
Oh, so we think that's Banksy, huh? Yeah, he looks, I feel like I have seen him before. He doesn't look
like I like him
art,
better
so.
When I don't know what he looks like.
Yeah.
Oh, 925 on the text machine says, I teach in Atherton. The student parking lot has better cars than our staff lot. I'm not surprised by that at all.
Well, yeah. I mean, hello. The kids have their dad's hand-me-down cars. So it's last year's Audi or Ferrari. I don't know what they got. But I have
Two of the kids that I went to school with, one, his name was Ben. He got a 944 Porsche on his 16th birthday. And my other friend, Tony Kim, he got I want to say it was the 84 Vet, the brand new Corvette. That year was like the brand new remodel. But other than those two, I don't know anybody.
So did you key
them
as you walked by or what?
No. You know what? I like those guys. They didn't do anything to me. I'm good with them. But I definitely was driving a piece of crap by comparison. I mean.
Well, yeah, you had a tie-down hood, Vin. I mean,
yeah, well, yeah.
You drive what you can afford because you got to drive.
Right. No, I had to.
Unless you're my kid, apparently you never have to drive, and that seems to be fine. Look at an electric bike. I'm sure that'll work.
I'll read the rest of the text on the other side of these important messages on Alice.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.